All right, I will call this budget meeting to start at 4:03 on July 17th. And Deb, I'll hand it over to you. And before I do, I'll remind everybody that this particular session is a no public comment session. There will be a series going forward where we will be looking for community input and questions.
There's no input tonight?
Tonight, there's not. And I'll hand it to Deb just to set the stage for everything.
Okay, may I have a set of the budget meeting before I leave?
Oh, the copy of copies?
Something to read?
Oh. Do we have copies for? We need budget committee. Would you like to be on it?
I'm okay with numbers, but not proficient. I mean, what is entailed?
Okay, it's gonna be fairly simple. You don't have to do anything but write down what we talk about and you guys think in the second column.
Okay.
And if you stick around to the committee, you get to participate and.
Give a trial.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
Would you like to be on the budget committee?
Yeah.
Daisy?
Up here?
Yeah.
Yep. We like to mirror the council that we have. And so.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. I will read the budget message. This budget for 2025 to 26 will reflect additional funds and special funds not found in the previous year's budget and the addition of requirements pages not filled in last year's budget. This is a massive effort in too short a time and may need revisited in a supplemental budget process at a later date when more information is attainable. The handicap is internet access. The documents will not print even from a connection to the printer as it is online controlled as well. The city records are stored in the cloud and there's no service in the city office right now. I have been using accessible paper information which seems conflicting and incomplete. We will do the best we can and hope we can ask for grace from the powers that be concerning the laws governing important documents such as these. Thank you for being interested in city finance and look forward to working together on this document. Deborah Holbrook, Shenango Budget Officer.
I'll jump in real quick and just let everybody on the budget committee know that the internet is being installed tomorrow. We don't need to worry about why it hasn't been on, but there will be internet starting tomorrow. So more information on that in the council meeting to come.
Yeah. Anyway, I have found lots of stuff for you. Now, to start with, you're gonna number your pages as we go along.
Okay.
General budget, the general fund is pages 1 and 2. And we'll start there.
Okay.
And I have a supplement for you. This is the supplement. When I worked off of 20, this is 2425 and 2324. And this will, whoa, wait a minute. You have it. It should be under there, actually.
Okay.
Right under that one. Yes, that's the supplement.
That
will help you when we do the far left two columns, but it's supposed to be actual numbers. It gives you additional years of actual numbers. Okay. So what we're looking for is kind of what you're gonna do is kind of inflate what you think you need. Because when you do a budget, you don't wanna go over it in any of your items. So for instance, capital credits, we get them occasionally every so many years and it hasn't been showing up for a while. But $50 is a good estimate and has been for years that you would ever get more than that. City Hall grant. I have The DC, whatever that is.
DLCD.
Yeah, number 26 is down here in the a place I needed to move it from because that section in red we have to talk about. Okay, so to find any information where that has happened, you go down, there wasn't any. Okay, so if we want to look back at our resource pages, was there any in 2022? We're getting it. Okay. 2022.
I've just got 2324.
You saw it in 2324?
I don't know. I don't have 2022.
Well, it's on the general resource page to the far left.
It's on the two columns on the far left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are actuals. Okay. Well, anyway, it is $2,500 nowadays. And I believe I saw that somewhere.
I can tell you that in 2425, we got $2,500. I just finished reporting on that. I might be skipping ahead, so I'm sorry if. Do you want to go by the year and start 2223, or do you want to go by the line item and go across the years?
Well, if we needed to. If you want more information than the 2 years I put here, okay, 21, 22, then yes, you can go back and use this other reference to look to compare that.
Okay.
I'm looking over in the 2425, and I know that the DLCD grant was, we were awarded $2,500 on 2425 for that line item 6.
Okay, so that was in 2425.
Yes.
So that's actual money.
That was actual money.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like $25. So it's just a decimal point at the end there? $2,500?
$2,500 confirmed, yes.
Okay, I'm going to add a few more zeros to that.
Please, yes.
Whoever makes it easier to read.
All right. So, because we can get that much, we're gonna keep that number.
And I'm gonna jump up. I was speaking with the grantor, and they assured me this year we could get $10,000 to do the comprehensive plan. I've spoken with the lady on the phone. She gives me good graces that if we apply when it opens in September, that we'd be able to get 10
for the same for the type grant. Same.
Yes, yes. This was a technical grant that we got previously. She said we'd be eligible for the land use planning and comprehensive plan grant. I explained to her our situation, and she said, "Yes, please apply. We'll get you taken care of."
So we want to add $7,500 to that.
I would like to. Yes, all it's right. Going to be coming.
So line, we won't call it 26. So I'll be.
I guess it's row.
So line 6
approved by budget committee.
Yeah, approved by budget committee.
Yeah, in that center line.
Put that.
So you would put $10,000 in there.
Yes. Okay.
That's all.
On line 6.
Yes.
So would it be $10,000 anticipated, or add $10,000 to the $2,500?
Total. It'll be a total. That will let us have
in total 10.
That's awesome.
Yes, very happy about that.
Cool. Okay, so for our capital credits could stay at 50 unless you want to.
What is that?
That's your, when you invest in the electric company co-op for so long, then you begin to get capital credits.
Okay.
It's money they make money on as you pay for your bill for years.
I'm good to keep 50 with that.
Yep.
All right. A city hall grant has been around quite a while. That would be for like fixing up a few things in here. We could find a place to find maybe some of that. There is the grant. I don't know if downtown, there's a downtown grant of some kind. Is that for this sort of thing, or this is just beautification up there?
Yes. Okay. Since you brought it up, the Oregon State Parks has a grant each year called the Oregon Main Street Revitalization Grant. And so I'm going through the steps to get Shanico in the community network, which is a stipulation to apply. And Maupin got an award 2 years ago. It was $500,000 to $1 million. It was a significant amount. And so the way that worked in Maupin, each city has, I'll keep it short. Each city has the ability to get the funds and then distribute them to fix up city buildings and or private facades as well, businesses that are up and coming. And the idea is it boosts economic development on main streets. And so there are a couple stipulations we can go into when we approach this grant. but it's made for buildings that are side by side, like your traditional downtown, to revitalize that. So a city hall would certainly qualify for that. I'm not sure if the school would or not, but that is something that I can't guarantee we get. I don't have a contact there yet, but I'm working on it.
What's the amount?
It goes by your line items and how much you think it will cost. Maupin, of course, is a bigger city with a population of maybe 600 full-time residents. And so they got a larger amount. Maybe something like 300,000 we could go for, and oftentimes it's the same concept of this, where you ask for more money and they sometimes give you a partial award. So I'm a little hesitant to say what number. I think up to $300,000 would be a good guesstimate, with the idea that, well, to fix up the bathrooms might cost 80, maybe. I have to get quotes on it. These are not real numbers.
Right.
And the city hall might cost X amount. Maybe the car museum, if the gas station needs anything.
Well, that's private property? Well,
that's correct.
How does that work for private property?
So the way that Maupin did this grant is Maupin was awarded the city of Maupin the grant. And then the city of Maupin had an application process for private businesses to apply to get that money.
Oh, wow.
And it would be the same sort of accountability that you would have in us applying for the grant. So for giving the money to X person on 4th Street, they have to say what they're going to do with the funds and actually perform those items. It's not for personal reasons, it's for the revitalization. So if we were to get to that point where we apply, we would then come together as a city council and as a community to talk about what that process might look like for distributing the money. But it is specifically made not just for the city, but for the city to share with its businesses and its Main Street buildings, which include ours too.
That's cool. That'd be fantastic. So what do you want to go for?
Let's put 4, just in case we get the big numbers.
For what?
400,000.
Awesome.
Oh, I don't know if there's ink in my pen for that one.
Right. And again, the idea, this is different. The personal budget, you want to go high because the idea is you're not supposed to go over the budget.
And what line is that?
Susan.
Number 8.
Around the budget committee.
Number 8, okay.
There's a spot for you.
Fine. Just get over a little bit.
So no, you're fine. I'm not here.
400,000.
Okay. Yes. And
do you want a pad here?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
That brings us down to number 9. Yeah.
And I might edit that line item rather than City Hall grant. I'm going to call it Main Street grant on mine, if that's all right, just because it includes more than City Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can change that. Main Street.
I'll get my keys out of my car in case somebody decides to steal.
And what I'll do, because also what happens when you have these in here like this, because you have a City Hall grant that's been in there for a while.
I see.
But I'll tell you what, if we zero that out, I will drop it down a line and zero that out right now. It looks to me like it all zeros out. Once it zeros out and drops off this year, you can take it off your sheet.
I see.
So what when we rewrite this, let's see. So the Main Street grant will fall down on a different number.
Gotcha.
So I will have new pages for you.
Okay.
For that. So the City Hall grant will go down to nothing. And then the Main Street grant will go to 300, 400. Highway tax. There's a few examples. 2090 and 2014. I put it at 3 because it's been 2889. It's been 2518. So it hovers around that per year.
I've got no comment or questions on that.
So do you want to just transfer that?
3,000 over, yes.
Okay. That's line 9.
Line 9.
cigarette tax is pretty small.
Won't it be non-existent?
Huh? Cigarette tax?
If we have no one selling cigarettes?
I'd like to keep it in the budget just in case.
It's a state percentage, not our.
Okay. Just, okay, 100.
Okay.
Liquor tax, same thing.
700, okay.
Where was it 1,000 last year?
That was the budget. There's a line that is the budget from last year.
Yeah.
That's their actual budget.
Oh.
That they picked last year.
Okay, gotcha.
And then of course you drop over and you see the real numbers run right around $600 or so.
Oh, I see it on the left.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, I don't know. Desperate times, maybe it'll be more.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. $700 ought to do it.
Okay.
But there again, see, we always can go to that supplemental budget when you see something creeping up and you go, man, we got 3 months left in the year to go, and we're going to go over that. So to be able to spend that, you have a supplemental budget, and you increase that piece. If it looks like you have say that business license is boomed, and we had 13 businesses like we did in back in 2007, 2008 time, places like that. You go, wow, well, we want to spend that money. Once you go over what you say you want, you can't spend anymore. So you have a supplemental budget, and you increase that, and then you can spend it. So there's ways to just adjust this. Still was a lot of work. Liquor tax, we did that. Revenue share. I always have trouble figuring out that. It's like back taxes, I'm not a total sure, but it's been around forever. But we don't get too much. Well, $610 wasn't bad in 21-22.
Susan, do you happen to know anything more about the revenue share?
I thought it was, for example, I have to register my name with the Secretary of State. They charge a fee. But I think it's just their sort of miscellaneous fees. But
okay.
It could be more than that, but given what you get out of it, that's my guess, is that it comes out of miscellaneous.
Got it.
Okay. They just share with all cities?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like the liquor and cigarette tax.
Cool. Okay. Well, I put it at 700. We can raise that if you want to. It has been 610.
You don't see 610 anymore.
Far left under 21-22.
Yeah, this is another year of actual numbers. So you actually have two columns of actual numbers.
Gotcha.
So
I'd say the 610 versus 700 is probably pretty close.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Yeah. business license and fees. Oh, they've been high.
I like it.
Yeah. Because there's more things that can happen in town that will create more vendors. No more vendor interest.
Would this include business license and fees?
Or vendors business licensing.
Any temporary vendors, or would that be included under something else?
Vendors is underneath it. Vendors is separate. Yeah.
Gotcha. Business. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now we have had vendors in the past buy a license because they were here so much.
Right.
We've allowed them to do that. Selena, in fact, was one of the first ones to do that. So there's always, options we would have. The produce guy used to do that. So 500 is all right?
Yep. I think so.
And my vendors is lower than that, actually. But it's it's up to you, the people. You want to raise that up?
I'd like the vendors to be at least 400 to try and anticipate growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What are we charging the vendors for Shenandoah Days?
For Shanika Days, it's $25 with the idea that it kind of loops, links people in. It's a low amount this year to try to get them interested in coming up.
That's not a low amount, actually. That's higher than we've charged in the past.
It's for all weekend and camping.
That's still higher than
we used to charge $25 a weekend.
A long time ago. And then because we had so few vendors, it went down to 10, just so you know.
Got it. Wow. That helps line things up, because I talked with Moppet about what they charge, which is 20. And I said, well, I've heard different things about what the fee was.
Yeah, we started then charging just 10 or even 10. We dropped it to $10 a day, and then we had to just drop it to 10 because we had so few vendors.
Yeah. Well, and all of that
happened in part because the Bloody Fair changed from the third weekend in August to the first weekend in August.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And wiped out
Jefferson or Deschutes? Jefferson did that?
Are they still doing that?
Probably.
I think they're still the first weekend. I'm not sure. But
okay, so let's switch up vendors to 400.
Yeah, 400.
We couldn't get them back. That was the real problem.
Yeah. But they pay a lot down there.
Yeah.
They have a lot more people.
Yeah.
I don't know what city amenity maintenance means.
Maintenance amenities?
I don't
probably
know.
The
like
restroom.
Bathrooms?
Or I would.
No, bathrooms are under sanitation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
so.
Boardwalks, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, this is a resource, so to me it doesn't doesn't fit. But there's been $102 at some point that was put into it or something. So we could leave it for now, or we can zero it out and find, because that was a budget number, the 300 you see, is a budget number, because there's no information for 2324 actual. Okay. There was never an actual number put in this column. That's why I went one farther out year to get you two columns of actual spending. So that was just...
Until we get a description, why don't we zero it? Yeah. Because unless we know what we're talking about, budget item, makes it impossible for us to make guesses.
Yeah.
So if we zero it, we can always come back to it and amend it.
Yeah, we can always bring it back too if it's something that really happens. Yeah. There was a $400 back in 2021. But yeah, it sounds like maintenance. I don't know. It just, there's no fund that creates money for that. It would just be, I don't know. You pay it out, I'm thinking. So, zero?
Yep.
Everybody said
yes. Yes.
What column number is that?
That 15? Was number 15.
Okay.
Rents.
Well, looking at the traditional numbers, it doesn't seem like it's accrued a lot. I know we've got some in the 24-25 budget, so I think 2,500 is a good number. It gives us room to grow and rent out some of the properties that we do have without going over budget.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Yeah.
So 2,500?
Yep. Get away from me.
It's a fly.
I hate loud flies.
So are we down to 17?
Yes.
So what does this grant entail?
This would just be a grant that you would find for something of your the city's historic properties.
I really, really think we need to...
Except the school. School has its own fund.
Okay, I was going to say
that.
Oh,
it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to do school again badly.
Kind of question.
It could be something you need on that. It would be like all the nails that come popping out of it.
I know, I thought about walking over there with a hammer.
It would be like your...
Maybe,
the boardwalks. Yeah, yeah, the
boardwalk.
Anything like that.
Okay.
That would work. And be historic district, so you can use it for whatever.
Okay.
So we could look for a small grant for something like that. It's been on the thing for...
Yeah, it's a hope every year.
Yeah.
That somebody will do the work?
No,
we'll we can get the money.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Okay, so continue with 5,000.
Yeah.
Moves us to line 19, donations.
Line 18.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 500, and then there was 1739.
Donations are sometimes made. People walk through town. They don't leave it at the various donation boxes. I've had people bring me a $100 bill that I turn in, or I tell them they can write a check to the city, and so they come just from the nether.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you get them up there at the school, this is the fund they go in, or
no, it goes
in the
school
fund. Okay.
It goes into school.
Yeah. Well, we just got $1,000 donation from those people to the general fund, so that is
$1,000
of your dollars.
Well, and I remember that Joe donated $600 to the general fund as well. So once you kind of add those up, you start to see more money.
Right. So maybe we better increase it.
I think we should increase it.
We already capped it almost.
Why did you zero out your amenities? Why don't you put $2,300 in there so you don't have to make quite so many alterations to your
exact.
Because it would be for that. Yeah.
Oh, on line 15.
Yeah, home to zero.
You zeroed out city amenities.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you raise donations?
Mm-hmm.
Was there something else that you reduced?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
No.
No, we
so.
Just
so
increased
the donations up to $2,300 because you're complicating things when you leave stuff out and try and raise them. Because now we got to go over the expenses; they have to equal the income, and so let's not churn it up too much.
I agree.
So $2,300?
$2,300.
On line 15.
On 18.
Line 15 is
okay.
Zero, and line 18 becomes $2,300.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you're just making a whole lot of work for Debbie. You're churning it up like that.
Got it. She likes it.
I kept making that kind of work for myself. It's like I would do the wish list, and then I'd go, spend it. Yeah. Especially when I don't have a calculator here, guys.
ARPA?
Yeah, I don't know what ARPDA. It was $4,000 2 years.
Let me check.
Before that.
Look it up, sir.
I know it means something.
Is that a P or a D?
2122 was
the last. What does ARDA stand for?
Okay, so it was 2 years. Was that COVID?
Is that a D or
a P? It's an American Resort Development Fund.
Okay.
I'm okay keeping that at zero.
Yeah.
Foreclosure sales. Now they've had them, and maybe Susan can help us understand how you make that.
It comes in when the levy taxes come in, then they'll have a line that says foreclosure sale.
Oh.
And quite honestly, we've gotten foreclosure money when I didn't think anything in town got foreclosed, but maybe some vacant lot some got foreclosed, and
it's not when the county takes something.
It is when the county takes something, but they apparently, for vacant lots, don't have to have a, standing on the property auction.
Okay.
That's how they explained it to me one time, a long time ago. But it will, when we get that check with the levy, it'll have whatever years the various taxes are, and then it'll also have occasionally a line about foreclosure sales. Or, it could also be from an old foreclosure sale, like many years ago, and it's just getting allocated.
Hmm.
but it's not something, I don't know why you would budget for it, quite frankly, because it's not going to appear very often, and it can be folded into the levy money. It's not,
because it's
not like distinct. It's really part of the taxes on something that got foreclosed. So.
Got you.
We'll keep it a zero.
Thank you for coming, Susan.
Yeah. I would say that.
Is this an item that we would consider scratching off?
We have to keep it.
You have to keep it on zero until you can, next year, and then you can
take it off. Thank you.
Because they want to know what happened.
Okay. Audit grant, they got 50. Well, that's a budget amount. $50,000 is what they budgeted for.
Yeah, there's not going to be an audit grant.
See if there's ever was one. There was never one.
No.
Okay, so.
So that'll be zero.
It's reimbursements.
Oh, I can tell you what another one of the donations was last year. Was in fact for the audit. There was a GoFundMe. Some person outside of Shanico set up a GoFundMe for the audit, and some money came in that way. I don't know how much. It wasn't a lot, but $1,100. That was a donation as well.
Okay.
Reimbursements.
Let's see.
I think we should bump that up a little bit.
How does that work? Does that just mean somebody pays for something and brings us a receipt and wants reimbursed?
That would be an expense.
Oh, so
I have no idea what that is.
Well, they got money for it. Now, you want me to look that up in 2021?
I know that a line item for the trash service locally and the water service had been listed as a reimbursement rather than perhaps what it was, so I don't know if they were using this word reimbursement for something other than what it should be.
I've glanced over the income and the expense stuff, and reimbursement doesn't seem to me like, because if you're getting reimbursed for an expenditure you made in a particular fund,
right,
it should go into that fund, and I can't think of a general fund item you're going to get reimbursed for.
Right. At companies, you might get reimbursed for mileage, but that's not something we're doing.
And if you're getting reimbursed for something to do with the water or the trash, it goes into the water or the trash.
Right.
Not into the general fund. So I would zero that out, and I would add that $100 to your donation line, bring it up to $2,400.
Okay.
I like it.
Well,
okay. That makes sense.
This is keeping your budget the same total. Absolutely. Dollar amount.
Yes.
Right.
Unless you want to change the next page. Okay. 100 under donations, right?
Yep.
Add 100 under donations.
So it'll be 24. Well, it kind of threw me because it's like, say someone goes to town and buys a box of chlorine, right, with their money, so they come back and essentially you pay for it. So it's like you bought it. It's an expense.
And I really want to not be doing that quite as much anymore. I'd rather use the card or a city account.
I'm just saying that, and so that kind of confused me that they would use that word for that.
Sure.
Because they spend $1,046.94. Okay, the filing fees, copy fees, that's like, I won't say that. Anyway, yeah, if you have to file for something or somebody wants a bunch of copies for something, you sell copies. So you might get money doing that.
So stay with 100, you suppose? All right.
I think I've spent about that much.
Are there any filing fees?
Here. No.
Are there any filing fees for putting in the LB20 or the LB50 at all, or is that?
There are no fees.
Okay, just checking. Okay.
Alright, so based on that, keeping all the same numbers, now your bottom numbers will be the same, because the tax is estimated to be received, and then your resources are 19,350 total resources. So your total is 40,850. Now the reason I have the red line.
We don't have color on
ours
here.
Is black.
Whoops. Okay. Dang it. Okay, that's true. Shoot, I didn't hit color. Okay, but you see the circle.
Yes.
Okay, and you see I took that LCD thing out of there.
So 24, 25, 26, and 27.
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about now.
Yeah, 24 through. Yes. And I dropped that in there. Now actually the very last page of pages of your budget, they had tourism here in the 20, she had it in the 23-24 budget. She took it out in 24-25, didn't write about it in the budget message, but it looked to me like it was never used or instilled. It was just, and you have it at the very back of your package if you want to look at it. So we could either, we could do two things. If you want that separated as a fund, we used to have a Shanico Days fund, actually. But you could move these numbers to their own fund, and I would redo the document for you to do that. Like, we could finish that particular thing on Monday. Or you can leave it out, leave it in here. What was that information you sent to me about that? Well, what it's for, yes, but where we can actually put it. There's no Shanico Days anywhere else in your budget.
That's correct.
So you, donations that came in last year, technically you can't use.
Here's what I know. When you instate a TLT tax, which comes from the taxes from people staying at the hotel that the hotel pays quarterly, and I think the RV park pays on that too.
Yes.
And the resolution that was passed at some point in Shanico parallels what I've seen in other cities, that through that TLT, 30% of it goes to the general fund and 70% of it goes to a tourism fund. Now, I'm not sure if prior to that we had a tourism fund. I don't know if that's something that's just popped up recently. So that's what I know about it. 30% of the TLT is meant to go toward tourism, which doesn't necessarily mean Shanico Days. It can be used for Shanico Days, absolutely, putting on events, hiring performers and whatnot. It also can be and has been used in other cities for doing repairing things like the bathroom or the boardwalk that get broken because you have increased tourism. So it kind of goes back, the tourists pay this fee that then we get to repair the wear and tear from the footsteps.
Well, I would recommend that you keep it separate simply because it's already a mess.
I agree. Yes.
And so I would set up that fund that says TNT and tourism. And then what you do with the money when it comes in, it all goes into the TNT tourism Shanico Days fund. And you do a transfer
of the 30%
back into administration. So, yes, you do need to have a line item on here.
Receive it.
Yeah, to receive it.
Okay.
But in terms of trying to keep track of all that stuff, I would put TLT Tourism, Shanico Days, I'd put them all in their own fund. That way.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're keeping, and you can always do a resolution to transfer money.
Yes.
From that fund into the general administration. But you need a place to put the TLT at the moment. We'll have to add that in.
So that's line item 26.
Yeah, you do need that.
So the number, like I said, I'm going to drop the City Hall grant, but I have to leave it there, and then I'll drop Main Street down underneath it. So it's, and the DLC, anyway. So basically, we'll probably have used up all our lines or close to it. So 26, we could leave it there for the minute.
Okay.
At that 30%. And it was 15,000. What was the number that I got?
We have 14,000 for tourism, 5,000 for TLT, and $4,000 for Shanico days.
Yeah, that there, but I actually got you the exact numbers here.
Oh, okay.
The TLT brought in $12,676.
Total.
Mm-hmm.
So 30% is 5,000 covers 30% of it and more.
5,000 covers it good. That's awesome. I did not do that on purpose. I also did that first, and I'm going, wait a minute, I better get it. Okay, and then the tourism. Oh, that's spending. Okay.
Yeah, the tourism has to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll work on that. I'll get this fund ready for you.
And then Shanico Days should be back included in that tourism stuff.
Yeah, so we'll take out Shanico Days.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you get money coming in for Shanico Days that isn't related to vendors, which is mainly that's your main money. I don't know what other money you get from Shanico Days.
There were two donations that came in, specified for that last
time.
That's
donations,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that would have, and that'll come into this one.
Yeah.
This next time.
So I think you're good.
Okay, cool.
So all those lines, 24, 25, 26.
Big tourism out, yep, draw a line through that. So there's, and I did not add those in. So
okay.
Our budget finishing, the last 29 to 32 is the same. Your total resources except taxes is 19. That's line 29.
Mm-hmm.
$350. And then your tax estimated, I left the same as budget last year because you didn't go over that. 21,500. Uh-huh. And then the total of those is 40,850.
Okay, but now you need to add the 30% TLT.
This is true. Dang.
And that's part of your total resources.
Which is 5,000.
So 45.
So 24,350. And 45,850.
24, but it's 5,000 more. And then 21,500 stays the same.
25,850.
Oh boy.
Okay. 45 or 44? 45, I'm sorry. Yeah, duh.
So we have to do something different. Okay, spending it. We gotta spend it.
Okay.
On page two.
Then.
Well, let's do that right away while we're still talking about it. Go down to the bottom and just get rid of the Shanico Day and tourism expenses and just say tourism. $5,000
Well,
or your TLT.
Right,
TLT.
TLT
tourism, $5,000.
So mark off this 14 also?
And the 5 for okay. Shanico Days.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, so now your total is 45,850.
Okay.
Well, you got to see if you like the upper numbers, though. Hey. There was a... Electric is running around $600-$700. That remember the middle column on the left is budget, not actual.
Okay.
So I put it at 8,000. You okay. Never know how many times they'll raise it in a year, right? That's propane, so that's and legal fees.
Wait, what's this up here?
Contract
number
stipends.
One. Yeah.
Labor fees. There was labor fees down in the materials and services. Well, labor fees is personnel services. So I had to take it out from there. On the last years, I just had to move it because you'll see labor fees. Wait, wrong page. On 24-25 budget.
But what did we ever pay anybody in the general fund for labor fees on?
Let's see. There was $100 paid out in 21-22.
Yeah, it seems like most of the labor fees would be specific to water or specific mm-hmm. to another.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts to leave that in there in case yeah. we have. I don't.
You might pay somebody to pay, somebody. Paint the building.
Well, they weren't they paying Cooper $150 a month to do the bathrooms?
That was that a sanitation, be, though.
Yeah, oh. Different fund.
Let's say the water, the heater went out in here.
Mm-hmm.
Something I mean, something yeah. like that maybe.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because yeah. otherwise, we'd be. So it's not a bad idea to leave it in. I don't have any idea what they paid $100 for. But
I okay. if you think they went to work for it,
I didn't go back that far.
Yeah.
Okay. So electric and propane, 9 and 10 are included. Are both 8,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were listed that way as actual spending, they were hooked together.
Okay.
Okay, so I just left it in that sense hooked together. Okay. And legal fees, I believe that's a 6.
6 works. Typically, you're going to be looking at $300 an hour, just depending on what people comp us. So 6,000. Divided by 300 an hour is 20 hours for the year, so maybe that's an hour and a half per month, just to kind of lay it out how we might be able to use attorneys or
if we
stack
need.
That up.
Yeah.
But that's fine with me.
So that's $6,000?
$6,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Insurance.
$7,000.
Well, now see, I started spending money when I first did it. I thought, okay, now I have to spend $8,500, $8,500, and so I just went up above it and started increasing those numbers.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying those are realistic. I just needed to spend.
Does that include the CIS coverage?
That's the insurance.
Yeah, that's it.
And there's that other. Insurance for workers' comp people.
But isn't that charged by the CIS as well?
Well, I would have thought that, but there's two different insurances.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of investigating.
I haven't noticed that yet.
Yeah. So that's supposed to be a 7.
Okay.
We have. This starts on July 1 officially.
Yeah.
Just to throw this in the mix, this won't happen again, but we've got a CIS deductible invoice from previous work done. It was sent on July 15th-ish, so if we want to incorporate that into the spending, that bill for the deductible paid to CIS is about $5,200, just to provide some more information, which won't be an ongoing thing, but if we need to incorporate that into the spending for insurance, that's going to come due here soon.
And you do?
Yes.
So we need to jack that up a little bit? A little bit, a lot?
That's what I recommend.
Yeah, because you still have $500, you have $5,000 more dollars to spend.
Right. So what I recommend is taking 12. Your original, yeah, 7, and then incorporating this $5,200 bill and adding those together to make sure you could cover them.
12,000.
Let's round it off to 12,000.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. And what line item?
Insurance, 12. Line 12.
Okay.
Make that 7 into 2.
Which okay. means you have to reduce 5,000 somewhere else.
Okay.
Well, no, the numbers you just were going through up above, that TLC is only the 40,850. And so we've added the 5,000 of TLT, which means it's not spent up there.
All right.
So you get to add that, which you're at, that 5 grand you talked about.
Yeah.
So it's 12,500.
Okay, so there might be $200 floating around here in a minute.
Did we decide on a clean 12?
Yeah.
12,000 even, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, good, Mike. Does anybody have anything on the phone to add?
Yes.
We need a template.
Okay. And yes. See, does it leave that? Membership fees and dues, I didn't imagine ever spending that much, but I just did 2 grand instead of 1,000.
What are membership fees and dues?
We have to be a member of the
LOC,
League of Oregon Cities.
League of Oregon Cities.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of them.
There's about 4 things that we, if we aren't members of those, then we aren't eligible for any grants. That we offer.
Yes.
Both Mid-Thing Economic Commission. And
yeah. Okay.
Whether we ever get any grants or not, but
we should,
we're
definitely
not eligible if we don't.
Okay.
They're also good resources if you need them.
Yeah.
And they're more friendly if you belong. I would guess. So that was 2,000 I put there. And it was office supplies, 3,000. personally, I can't imagine it, but
6,000.
Yeah, it has been spent up over 2,000 before. And
sorry, where are we?
Office supplies.
Thank you.
Supplies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But there again, I had crank up the thing. So
I think she included things like buying a new computer or buying word processing.
Oh, you're talking about the last year?
The fancy laser supplies. Printer? That's
I think yeah. Those things went into office supplies.
Okay.
Because there's clearly no other place to put it.
Paper.
So keep it at 3,000?
Paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the phone internet. If we get phone and internet, it should be, it should, if it's $100 a month for landline and internet, because internet used to be 50.
I have an estimate here for you.
Lines connects.
I have landline and internet at the store. It's $115.
Oh, I've got $129.45 because I added the voicemail for $6 per month just so you can have records kept if somebody calls.
Yeah, that could be because I have
voicemail.
Okay. Or they could have gone up.
I have an answering machine. I'm from the
well,
nice.
Dinosaur
yeah.
period. So.
In my communications with Reliance Connect, they gave me a bill estimate based on what we were getting with the business and all that. And there's some taxes that they added in there too. So the total comes to 129. We can call it 130.
Yeah.
130 times 12.
Okay, times 12. Yeah. I should be close.
Yeah.
Yep.
1560.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. So you're good. We can.
You want to leave that?
Yeah, let's leave it.
15 is 2,500 or 15?
Well, 2,500. Because they're going to, they also do charge an installation fee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. So what are we putting?
Just leave it.
Let's just keep the same. Okay.
Also, that does not get you necessarily, did that get you a long distance line?
No.
That doesn't, yeah, so any long distance call is added on.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't have long distance either. So mm-hmm. Long distance call, including Madras,
yeah.
It's added on.
Okay.
But well, I don't like talking a lot on the phone, so don't worry about it.
Okay, what's 16, what is that?
See, what did they call it? State/county filing fees.
Ooh. Okay.
There has been $75 spent, actually. Now, it's funny, because there's a 482 that was in the budget I used. And 482 doesn't sound like a budget number to me. It sounds like an actual. But if it was, whatever. There was a 358 spent, so I thought, well, I needed to spend more money. It was 500, and then I added 1,000 because I was spending that 8,000.
Okay.
So that's inflated by a lot.
Okay.
And that could include filing on property that gets donated to the city. So you still have to do filing fees or title insurance or something like that. So I think 1500's.
If we were to put a lien, that work?
Maybe, or that might be illegal.
That might be legal, okay.
It depends, but yeah, you could probably put it under either one.
Okay, cool. And there's that, it was a one-liner, reimburse audit, they were all in one, all zeros, except for last year they had a budget item, but reimbursement audit and audit grant. And last year they were all zeros. And so that's why there's a zero.
Okay, but again, it's not a reimbursement. It's an audit.
Mm-hmm.
The point was to try and get an audit grant.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got it, then we would spend out of it. But didn't we just eliminate that?
Well, yeah, but it'll stay listed because there was, I mean, we could zero all those out, yes, now that we've talked about that. But there was spending in 22-23.
Okay, but I don't think we should call it a grant. I think we should just call it an audit.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying the line item itself has to drop off. So I would, yes, have to redo that, but there'll be three zeros there.
Right, I understand.
Unless, yeah, because...
But I would just call it the audit 1350.
Okay. Well, you want to keep it?
Well, we still owe on it, yes?
So yes.
How much do we owe
on it?
How
much?
More than 1350.
Yes. So I don't have the number handy, but...
5,000?
Approximately, 5 to 6.
Okay, well, estimate. I would put 5,000 in there.
Yeah.
We don't know if we're going to pay it yet or not, but...
And that's just the audit work to the accountant that did the work.
So we're changing 17 to 5,000?
Which was no work at all, in my opinion.
Yeah, I did most of the work on it and just gave it to him.
Uh-huh. And then they had materials. What were they? In the front of that, the last year's deal, there was the historic district grant, and they had, of course, the city hall grant, which we have on ours, but it was not listed in spending. So, of course, I added them in the capital outlay area here. Your grants that you hope to get end up in capital outlay.
Okay, and so it's 1500 and 5000?
Yeah. Or wait, what did we say? Where's my book page?
It's 1500 for the city grant and historic district 5000.
Oh. Yeah, but we wanted the big one.
Oh, yeah.
We're going for the big goal.
We're in line 8 instead of city hall grant. We put Main Street grant.
And yes.
And we're going to go for 400,000.
Yep, so we need to change that. And actually, our total in the front one goes way up, doesn't it?
Oh, gripes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got here after that. We should probably let her know
so
those
we
first three.
Main Street.
Okay.
Okay, so these two lines, anyway, my point is where you've increased the money. For example, on the federal audit, these are the lines you're going to have to decrease the money on just to save yourself a lot of fussing around. Just decrease the historic district. If that's 15,000, I don't really know.
It looks like it.
Anyway, those are the lines that can decrease the expenditure on in order to...
Just to keep the balance the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So lower,
you're going to have to go back over the income and increase the income and blah, 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 blah. That's so what I say. You can't keep churning these numbers.
Yeah. Lower the 15 or keep it?
Well, she's going to have to lower it, and I don't know by what at this point because we've changed the numbers up above. So it'll be whatever she needs to balance it will end up being that number.
Gotcha.
And then the Shanico days and the tourism expenses we decided would be in a separate fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cross all that out, and then the TLC.
And the TLP, which I suggested 5,000 on there, probably you shouldn't, I don't know if you should do, you can have to figure that out whether you need to do that or not, but that's the line you need to play with, is that historic grant.
Okay.
Line 22, and that was, I don't know, there's a 2 with a 1 in it, and then there's 5,000.
Is that 15, Mom, or the historic district?
Is that a 15,000 right there?
On line 22?
Yeah, it looks like 15,000 to me.
Yes.
And it's the line that's gonna get altered.
Number 22.
Whatever needs to be balanced.
I just put a question mark.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
It'll be reduced, yeah.
Does that bring us to the close of the general fund?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday we'll finalize it.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a quick look at the watch, I just wanna prioritize, we've got about an hour left until the council meeting, looking at the number of, these should be a lot simpler.
Yeah.
So we'll press through here.
We'll finish what we have to on Monday.
I'm gonna back out because I think these others are, I don't know anything about fire, so we'll forget that. But I think these others generally run along the same as they've always run along each year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put two.
Yeah, the water trash and sewer were three.
Okay, thank you for coming, Susan.
Yeah, thank you for participating here.
Yeah.
Giving some input.
And I am helping Debbie to review some of this stuff. I have reviewed the expenses from last year, and you know, other than things we wish we didn't have to pay for, I don't find any significant errors. There are some minor errors, things need to be moved from one fund to another, and I'll work that out with Debbie. In terms of the income, I had a lot of questions about some of the line items on the income. Some of those have been resolved, particularly about the hotel tax. But there are a couple others that are still questions, but at least they're income and not expenditures that are a mess. And so we will sort that out.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably better if it's income. It's a mess.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, awesome. Susan.
All right.
So, 3 and 4 and 5 or whatever pages, what do we start next?
Yeah, 3 and 4 are fire?
No, 3 and 4 are fire.
What
batch? I got 3 batches here.
Let's go to fire next because I think it'll be pretty simple and fast. And then we'll kind of alternate big fun, little fun, big fun, little fun.
And that'll be your big packet. That's where we'll be staying.
I'll just make it a number 4 packet.
We'll be staying with that.
And that's for fire?
Yeah.
The fire's in there and everything else, but your tea,
gotcha.
Whatever the heck it is.
Number 4.
It's easy, you know? Okay.
If I have any additional.
I imagine it's going to stay the same, pretty much.
Yes.
So the 213,500, looking at all these numbers, kind of makes sense.
Number 11 changes to a 0.
And it has. These all make sense to me. Donations, 5,000 seems reasonable. We do have the ODF staffing grant. That's just under 35, so that's a great number for that. All this ODF stuff, that will, in regards to... Yeah, that won't be a problem, because if ODF gives us a vehicle, we won't have to pay for it. We don't expect anything from South Wesco Fire and Rescue.
Okay.
These other hopeful grants, I'm fine keeping those, and then we'll look into what those are. CARES Act, yeah. Insurance for grants sounds about right. I certainly want to make sure that we have our vehicles and our people insured and covered.
Yes.
And there's no filing, so this all looks great to me. And then we're on the expenditures page.
Mm-hmm. The staffing grant would be the only thing you would anticipate to pay people.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
That's where I stuck that and personnel services.
And if you want the actual number, I think it's 30,900. We'll have to look at the account, but
I don't, just in case. I mean, it just works for the budget.
Of course. Yes, that's all good. What's this next thing? Total, that looks like the same idea. Total.
Yeah, personnel services.
Same, okay.
Yeah, it's gotcha. It's a line that's not in this particular one, because there's the one here that, you know, that you have the personnel services and room for materials and then capital outlay. Some of them are just, they're too many here.
Okay.
Yes.
To use that particular form.
All good.
So, does the repair items look okay? Utilities, you'll...
Just difficult to understand.
So the top two is 35.
So we do inventory on the fire stuff.
Yeah, it's all, that's but your total for persons.
2,000 should buy batteries and tires.
Mm-hmm. Well, Deb, what would be the hassle in order to, how much problem does it create for you if we increase repairs to maybe $4,000 and take away from somewhere else? Or is that not pertinent if... Yep. I'm not expecting to spend a lot of money there. I think it'll be a lot of DIY stuff, just in regards to what we have to buy.
Yeah, well, because there's so much grant hopefuls,
right.
And...
What about supplies versus...
Yeah, I just noticed something. Insurance.
Good call. There. Good call.
Yeah. Are there ever any... When insurance pays us, an insurance company of some sort pays us.
If we go out on calls, don't they?
What the department had been doing is when we would respond to a vehicle accident, that it's my understanding that the fire chief would get the information and bill the insurance company. We'll talk more about that in the city council meeting. I don't think that will be happening quite as much anymore.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, we're not responding. Yeah,
we'll talk about that in the next meeting. But.
Okay. Well, do we want to leave that as an income item? Just in case.
Just in case, sure.
Because that's your...
Yeah.
That's on the front page.
That's on number 12.
Number 12.
Yeah. Now, as far as...
Well, no, it's on 19 on an income line. Like, I remember we had a fire chief that did that a lot. And he brought us a lot of money, but... Remember Dan, wheelchair man?
Yeah.
So
insurance on 912, though.
Yeah, there is on the spending one. That's, yeah, buying insurance for your people. But
right.
there was the option of having money come in that way. That's why you have it on the front sheet, because that's merely income. So.
I think, honestly, that will happen a lot less, and I don't know if it's like moving that money to something else, just being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the concept of leaving it there for cushion, which I'm okay with.
Okay, so if I need to move money based on changes here, if I have to change anything here, I'll do it there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So we want to add $2,000 to the repairs. Is that what you were thinking?
So it sounds more.
So add $2,000 to repairs and then you subtract it from that other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that what you wanted to do?
I'm also fine with how it is. I think we'll be doing a lot of DIY stuff while we get things in order and figure out what we need to do.
Okay. Why don't we up it 1,000? Just, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So repairs, let's go 3,000 on repairs and then and subtract that from...
From the insurance on the front page.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
There we go.
So, yeah, other than that, the rest of it looks good to me.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Good. Water. I love it when it goes that fast. Water. Pages 5 and 6. Now, there are 3 pages for water. I just wanted to show you that's every fund after the fire and general fund last year's budget looks like that.
Great.
Zeros on every single.
Great. Item.
So there was no spending, which means illegal spending. Fina. Water. Your sales, we're going to go up.
Yes.
We're going to have a lot of people who want water.
Yes.
So, and then hookups, there'll be some income from that based on some of those ordinances that they created that we might want to review and reduce some of those extravagant costs they put in. Anyway, that's up to you guys.
Okay.
The capital, the community block grant, isn't it about 700,000 total in the end? It could be somewhere up there.
The block grant, yeah, that's about right.
Okay. But it won't all happen in this year.
That's correct. Okay. This is fine for this year, and then we'll reapply next year for the actual infrastructure and work part.
So next year we would probably put more close to the number we would have.
Yeah.
Coming in next, but this will cover it easily.
More than enough.
And then they had on their water system loan. Apparently that was a talk about getting a loan.
There was a discussion, and we didn't end up going that route.
I'm glad. That's $1 million.
Yes.
Okay, so based on that, what do you want to do with it? Because it was zero, and then they had it in here for 2 years. Do we zero that out now? We can do that right now.
Yeah, yeah. With the grant, we won't be needing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's under 15?
15. Yeah. 15.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so zero.
Cool.
Fun. So we'll take, subtract that. So the total is, total resources is 7,000, or 720,000.
Okay. That's more realistic.
Yep.
And we won't have any surprises with that. That should.
Okay. So.
Hookups. Hey, quick question. I don't mean to throw a wrench. Is there any?
There's no wrenches.
Should we put any allotment for box R analysis for water testing in here?
You have testing.
I do. Okay.
Okay, so we're looking, shooting for 720.
Testing 9.
Okay. So we're gonna, the capital outlay, we're taking out the 2 million, by the way, the 13.
Oh.
Of the 1,300,000, that's line 20.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to, where's the $20?
And 20.
200, no, to 20,000.
It's all the rest of it.
Oh, I see. I see. Yes. No. I see what I did.
Yeah, I see $4,000 for testing.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe we should boost that up a little bit and once a quarter or once every 6 months send it into Portland where Rose City Lab does a legal breakdown of everything.
We do have a lab, Brad Reinville, they do that. We're just behind on it, but we've got contacts. We do a really good job and test for all the chloroform and bacteria. And sorry.
They check for 6,000, Portland checks for 13. That's how we found that the water system was leaking and putting contaminants in it.
Previous. If you give me their name, I'd love to look them up.
Sure.
So okay. Do we want to jack that up a little bit, just in case you think that's a better idea?
I won't know until I look into it.
Okay, so we can just talk about it Monday.
So everything above capital outlay then, because you're going to get rid of this, the loan,
mm-hmm.
and so you're going to have $700,000 for the community block grant, and then you're going to have a total for capital outlay of $700,000, and you have $20,000 above that to spend.
Okay, we should be able to make that work.
Okay.
So line 26 is 700,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then your total at the end, we hope, is 720,000.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Next.
So I don't know if you want, you know, the stipend in there or not, having anything to do with contracting or whatever.
I think it's smart to leave it, even though we're not leveraging it right now.
Because some people have been paid in the past the stipend for doing the water, like the garbage person,
yeah,
that sort of thing. So you yeah. might have a project.
I think it's wise to leave it there.
Yeah. Do that. Okay. So, for the top part. And so your testing, you want to go up to what?
We're gonna leave it.
Yeah.
4,000? She's gonna check into okay. what he said.
Yeah.
And if it's only a $100 difference, so we have room in this 4,000.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, either way.
Yep.
Okay, so 4.
Could be neat.
Okay, repairs then, you want, that sound like a, that's a low number if something major happens, but.
I skipped ahead, I got anxious.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, insurance, you know, you're part of that, whatever, might, the water thing, I don't know if they insure the, I did not look at that yet.
Hmm.
If they insure any of the pieces down below or anything. Cross-connection fees, that may be a little high, but you'll have some
well,
with seven more people yeah, or whatever. Yeah, I don't know yes. what that price is on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's leave that. Yeah.
Your utilities, we're going to, what, 1,200 on the, though you do have, there's the meter here that has to be parted out, whatever the total meter here.
Yeah.
Piece goes to the fire department, piece goes to the water, and piece goes to that. Or you can combine these two if you want to, but yeah.
It's tricky to have to separate them out because you're never really quite sure.
Exactly, yeah. And the reason we never did go to single meters because the service fee is $69 a month.
Right.
That is
so
ridiculous.
You would be paying $69
plus
four right. times plus your usage.
Got it. Okay.
But we never did it.
All good.
They were gonna try to do that.
Well, it would be nice to know your actual, and if you could
not
rent
for
something,
that much money.
No, but exactly, which is why it's not worth
you
it.
Craps.
Yeah. Supplies, chlorine. I have no idea the cost of chlorine.
Thank goodness fine. So we have the choice. That's all
yeah.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I got 20,500.
As Deb's calculating over here, I'd like to suggest we leave at least 15 minutes between this and the regular council
oh,
meeting
yes.
to the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
yeah. I need that.
Okay. So I think there's $500 more dollars here, but
what line item are you at?
I'm in the middle. I'm doing the testing part.
Okay.
Okay,
number
so I added those together. That's four. That's 11,000. $15,500. $18,500. $19,500. Nope, Comes out of pole, okay. This is total services is 18,500. On line 18 for the total of those seats. So where are we at? We have another 5 minutes.
Yes, we can go for 20. Just
oh goodness sakes, we're gonna get done with all these.
I hope so.
Plantation. Are we ready to go to the next?
Yeah.
Space?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yep.
So we're on pages 7 and 8.
Okay.
We're on to sanitation now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What is the line one? What is the available cash on hand? Does that just means what we're starting out with in the year as a plus? As
yes, but usually you have to guess it because when you start a budget, you start the 1st of April and you still have April, May, June. And so you don't really know when you're doing it what you have there. So most of the time we just... It's usually not enough to worry about what you start out with.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I did not fill anything in. That is totally budget numbers that they use in all of those columns, in all those rows. So solid waste has been 61. But what I did was the dumps, I see. Customers, yeah, so, and that's a budget number in your second column, so I only have one actual data thing for you. I mean, I can work 3 more days and get you all that stuff.
Okay.
So we could check that number in the end, but I think it's pretty good, pretty okay. close. Donations, you can count pretty much on, I'm going to tell you, $200 a month through the summer months, mm-hmm. because I just deposited, what was that, $600?
$620, I think. Was it $680?
For all the non-quorum days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow. That was good. Only from that June 1st.
July to do July 3rd.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, so it sounds like that number's accurate. Mm-hmm. What about the next item?
The dumpster upgrade, they called it. That I'm gonna guess that means the area.
I doubt and it.
Things to do with the area down there at the dump station.
Maybe are they trying to get a bigger dumpster?
Like a grant or something.
Or were they trying to get a bigger dumpster?
Well this is hoped for. This is a hope for number, so they were looking to maybe get some money.
Let's keep this because Mr. DEQ was talking to me about some grant he had in mind.
Wow.
It won't be this much, but that's a fine number just to
put a fence around the place or something? Or
a number of items to clean up, security, excellent. Recycling program, etc. Testing cool. for...
So are we sticking with 10,000?
Yeah, let's do that.
Grants for sewer? Sewer? What's that? Grants to upgrade like a drain
you're fixing thing. Right now or the school well, that wouldn't be under the school I guess, but it could be if you could use it for the school.
It was just
the 3-4 things they wanted to collect income from which could go off the map as you see if you wanted them to.
Okay, well, let's look at the rest and see.
Yeah, let's start there.
But you needed some money to work with on the other page, if you get it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, yes on 10,000 in grants.
Yes, I've got my eye on a land and water conservation fund that has helped with restroom ADA compliance in past cities in Oregon.
Awesome.
We'll talk more about that at a later date.
Yeah, okay. So those figures, 30,500.
Yeah.
Okay,
to spend that much.
So there's no documentation on like dumpster rent and all that stuff in the previous years?
Well, yes, previous years. How far back do you want to go to find
Well, I'm looking at there's nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the historical data.
That's right.
Section.
Yeah, there wasn't any
in
the last
year. An average of $650 a month.
Mm-hmm. But what I did do... When it comes to dumpster rent, it's rents for 200. And I think, and to resets, 400.
What's reset?
I mean, when they come and dump it.
Oh, okay.
But your dumpster rent monthly is 200.
Right.
So you're going to spend 2,400 right now, but I figured you never know what they'll do to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we could, by some chance, have an extra dumpster for community.
Yeah, every once in a while for dumping other stuff.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Huh? It's not in a black bag.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Just to get rid of a lot of other stuff.
Bigger stuff or whatever.
So then we could hope for that and then have money for that. Once we picked up and reset, I got just 6 times. And that's only what? $1,600. So there's $1,000 there.
I like it. Okay.
Okay.
Insurance. We should maybe have insurance on something down there. Just liability. Supplies. Restroom fees, I have no idea what they're running. Paper's expensive, but people are generous. So repairs, if you had to do any, but that brings it back from the front.
That works well because that's the needed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then shipping and delivery.
In case we order,
some people order. They were ordering that stuff online at one point. So
yes.
Okay, so we're fine with the $30,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're happy with it.
Perfect.
Schoolhouse, another easy one.
I would like to get the schoolhouse, like people in it.
Oh yeah, we need to rent it a lot.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ragtime will rent it a lot, and Gil's gonna rent it for Shanika Days too. So.
Yeah, I know this is a line item on the council meeting coming up, okay. So we can go into detail on that. I'm really.
So if we can get $1,000 of rentals, that'd be great.
Totally reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Get it fixed up and market it. Utilities, propane, but I gave you 2 actual numbers. They're in the from the 2 budgets, 2022-2024, they were in there.
Okay.
So propane runs about $1,000. And that library fund used to give us $1,000, and I want to find out why we're not still getting it because we're still.
I can tell you why, but I'll tell you later.
Okay, because we're still being taxed.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that needs to change.
Yes.
We need to have it back. So I put it there, so hopefully we can have that. Donations. The school used to have its own box.
Have its own box.
And the school used to take in good donations. So if we could reinstitute a donation box by the door.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and then the grant for the roof.
Yeah, gosh, yeah, we need to do that.
Yes,
it was $40,000 when I wrote one in 2005.
I think so we should jack that up a little bit.
I think it will probably cost more than that.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Especially if we can't find somebody local to do it, and they're gonna have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can we research how much that would be?
Yeah, I don't have a grant in mind on that, but I know you've written on it, so we can take a look at that.
I'll find out where we got it.
Is that a re-roof or just going to go over the shingles with another roofing
material? We could talk about the details of that just to get the budget approved, mm-hmm. If this is how much we're willing to spend.
Should we just, let's not increase that at the moment.
Okay.
Because if we needed to, we could.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the income hope for utilities. Run about $500-$600 a month, so I just put $1,000 there. Any odds and ends repairs that might need to be made, but boardwalk or something. And then capital outlay would be the roof.
Okay.
So I essentially spent it all in 2 places.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
We're done with this, and we'll finish up that tourism thing.
Okay.
And I will make all the adjustments to these, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are
Thank you, everyone.
We're going to slide into another meeting then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to
take
a break, and then we'll be back here at 6 o'clock for the regular meeting.
Okay.
For about 25 minutes, is that what I said?
Yep. It is 5:32, budget meeting adjourned.
Thank you.